The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's being developed or changing because of that simple practice. And I was reminded of this morning when I read an article in the New York Times where they talked about that simple practice. Focusing on the breath, when you notice, when your mind wanders off, noticing that and coming back. And they had a whole list of, this was in the context, articles in the context of how they're apparently finding that the trend to use medication to treat a variety of forms of attention deficit disorders doesn't have a very good track record of being successful. They seem to be successful sometimes for the first year, and then the success of these medications tends to wane. And they were comparing it to rates of success here in the United States with rates of success treating, I guess, attention deficit disorder in Finland, where in Finland apparently they don't use medication as much as America, and they have just equal rate of success. So I think maybe the medication is overrated. And they said what's needed is to what's helpful for people is to develop the capacity for delayed gratification, impulse control, self-monitoring, and they listed other kind of psychological qualities that need to be developed and strengthened, and those tend to help with attention deficit disorder, and they help also with a particular disorder. They didn't say it exactly this way, but a particular kind of thing that's similar to attention deficit disorder, but it's completely normal in developmentally found in teenagers, and that they don't have the full development, and so they have some of those easily distracted. And then also, as people get older, after the age of 60 or 70, apparently people's part of the symptoms of mental symptoms of getting old is being easily distractible. So they tend to have attention deficit disorder because of being so easily distracted. So in all these things, it's helpful to develop delayed gratification, impulse control, and self-monitoring. And there are some other things, I don't remember the list. And the practice of being on your breath, noticing when you wander, and coming back does all those things. It cultivates delayed gratification, I'm not going to think about that. Impulse control, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to come back to do what I'm staying. And it's self-monitoring. You're knowing what's going on. You're tracking yourself and all that. So, and I'm sure there's a long list of other things that benefits that come from simply noticing you're wandering off and coming back. So it's a very simple practice, and it turns out it's a very sophisticated practice and very helpful and very meaningful. So don't underestimate how useful it is to notice you're distracted and coming back. So this morning, I recommend you do that. Whether you're doing walking meditation or breath meditation, choose something very simple to be the kind of the place where you stabilize or focus your attention. Not necessarily so you're successful to stay there and concentrate on there, but so you have that reference point to notice when you get distracted. And see how quickly you can notice it. And the quicker you notice it, the greater you're developing self-monitoring. And the quicker you come back, the later you're practicing delayed gratification, impulse control, self-mastery, a variety of different things. That simple thing. And on top of that, from a Buddhist point of view, we add one other thing to it that's very helpful. And that is, it's really good if you enjoy it. So I hope you enjoy this morning.